Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Scoot. It's time for Money Trends here on Wednesday afternoon here on WWL. From Metairie Bank, Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President, and he joins us. And, you know, I talked to you about Metairie Bank being a community bank. And some of you might not realize what that actually means, but I want to spend a little time talking about that today. You know, banks are big and they're huge, and they're going to claim to serve the community, but not every bank is a true community bank. One of the things that impressed me about Metairie Bank from the very, very beginning is knowing how much Metairie Bank gives back to the community. And that's why they're a true community bank. Their locations on the South Shore, on the North Shore. Paul joins us on WWL. Hey, Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So talk about this program, Each One, Save One. And it's part of the community efforts of Metairie Bank. And it really is it's a wonderful thing that you do.
It is. It is. And this is something that we got involved with several years ago. Each One Save One is really a one-on-one mentoring program. And it was started, believe back in the, now I'm having to really think.
Well, I hate when that happens.
I know.
I hate when I have to think.
But it's a one-on-one mentoring program. A lot of times with at-risk youth and other things, but, oh, goodness, it was started by Sally Ann Roberts and a local a business lady, Kathy Harris, where they found that bringing positive mentors into these children's lives to help them, even not necessarily with financial literacy or anything that would be bank-related, but just being able to help them and have that positive role model and just – you know, more positive role models, not only in the home, but in the community and seeing what other people could do and maybe even finding careers. It's been great. You know, unfortunately, that was another one of those programs where we would be able to go into the schools and take part with different things in the classroom. But with COVID, obviously, it changed a little bit. So, it has changed, but it's look. Doing things with I serve on the Children's Museum of St. Tammany board over here as the treasurer, but doing things with kids, that's just near and dear to my heart, because I feel like it is incumbent upon us as people of the community that we do what we can to support the generations that come behind us, and we leave it better than we found it.
And Paul, the important thing about that is, excuse me, Metairie Bank is recognizing that if there is an entire segment of the population that fails, then the city suffers. Any community would suffer. It's in the best interest of the community to have more people be successful and more people be educated and more people understand, excuse me, basic work ethic. And so these are the contributions that, you know, I love are part of Metairie Bank. And the first time I met Ron Sanford, who was the CEO, and we started talking to him. The first time I met him was right here in the studio, and he came in, and they weren't doing commercials yet. He came in and talked about some of the giving that they do, and he came in with a young black male, and I mean, maybe 14 years old, and I was just so comforted by this big white guy and this young black male, you know, that there was such caring there, and I don't like to bring up race, but this was just a moment when it showed that there is caring and that skin color doesn't matter. And this is something that Metairie Bank has been involved in.
Well, I think if you look at the history of Metairie Bank, and 75 years primarily servicing Jefferson Parish and St. Tammany Parish, but we service the entire New Orleans metro. But ultimately, it starts with maintaining, at least I firmly believe, it starts with maintaining a high level of gratitude and commitment to the areas we serve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are a locally owned community bank. Our stockholders are local. Our employees are local. Everything that takes place in our communities affects us. Okay, so it's incumbent upon us. But one of our purpose statements is that we enrich the communities we serve. And, that can, depending upon who you ask, that can take on different meanings for different people. It can mean that we're assisting with banking and financing of small businesses and buying your first car or your first house and those kind of things. But it can also mean that we support and enrich our communities through many great organizations that are already doing that. And it's not always just about writing the check. One of the things that is ingrained in the culture here at the bank is that, it is imperative that we get out and we support these organizations through our time and our talents and our efforts. And, we've just with whether it's, the Youth Service Bureau over here, Regina McDowell is the board chair and doing so many things for at-risk youth. Daisy mm-hmm. Munoz is on the board of Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Roy Forrest on the regional Black Chamber of Commerce, Monica Dupierre with Jefferson Beautification, each one save one. I could go on. Jefferson Dollars for Scholars. There are so many different organizations. Of course, all the chambers of commerce and all the business and supporting business, but all of the things that we get involved in because we see how it makes a difference in our communities. It changes it. The efforts of what we do can ultimately, they can change people's lives and change people's perspectives.
Right. It uplifts the community.
It does. And that's something that you cannot put a price tag. We also support Special Olympics of Louisiana. And when you see some of these athletes that, this is their everything, and you see how their faces light up, and we're out there and we're supporting. Or when you see with Scott's Wish, where you see you're taking an animal, a therapy animal, and taking it to someone who has leukemia or is fighting cancer, and you see their perspective change based upon just some of the efforts that you do. Or you see these kids with junior achievement and are getting out there and helping them to understand some financial literacy and kind of peeling the onion, if you will, or pulling mm-hmm. the curtains back so that it's not as terrifying with all of these things. I mean, that's really, at least that's, I don't know if you can tell by the way that I'm talking, but that's
yes,
what gets me excited.
I can. Well,
this gets me excited.
This is an example of what I mean when I talk about Metairie Bank being a community bank. And also, you got to give credit to a bank that has been in business for 75 years. And one of their early transactions was giving me a car loan, and that bank is still in business. Hey, that's an accomplishment because they kind of took a chance with me back then.
Look, that's what we have to do. Being a part of the community, that's what we do. We get to know it's relationship banking. Okay, it is absolutely mm-hmm. relationship banking. It's knowing your customers that they come in and knowing that we certainly understand that when our customers refer people into the bank, we know it's not only Metairie Bank's reputation online, but it's the person that referred it. So we take great care in anybody who walks through the door, whether it's a referral source or somebody off the street. We want to make sure that they know that we appreciate the opportunity because, again, going back to things that happen in our community, they directly affect all of us. And we recognize that.
And, Paul, I don't do commercials for just anybody. And so I feel very very good in recommending that people check out Metairie Bank because you've got so many things to offer. And I love that you are an active community bank and that by just doing business with Metairie Bank, you are vicariously touching so many people throughout the community. So, Paul Myers, North Shore Market President.
I got to do one other plug real quick.
Sure.
Forgive me. Indulge me one second. I'm actually walking out the door right now. As soon as we get off the phone, I'm headed to a meeting discussing one of our major sponsorships here on the North Shore, which is Monster Mash. And Monster Mash is a huge fundraiser for the Parenting Center in Covington. And that teaches, that's daddy boot camp. That's, yeah. You know, CPR and all these other things where young parents who maybe having a child terrifies them. But here's just one more thing where we can support these communities for young parents. And the Monster Mash event that we've taken part in for, this will be our sixth year. And again, it's kind of a trick or treat kind of a event that's held in downtown Covington, Bogalefly Park. And again, it's the kids. You see them, their faces lit up, but you know what all of the money being raised is really going for. And that's just a very heartwarming feeling, and that's something that is deeply ingrained in our culture here at Metairie Bank.
And we'll talk more about that when we get closer to the actual Monster Mash. But Paul Myers, North Shore Market President with Metairie Bank, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Scoot. You have a great day.
You too.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.